Your world, your challenges, your faith. When faith within engages the world without, there's power. It's living life from the inside out.
A lot of us have been pretty anxious, and 2020 has given us ample reason. Conspiracies, coronavirus, isolation, wildfires, urban unrest, political wrangling. We don't want to be anxious. God says that He gives us His peace, but how do we access that peace? We're talking about that today on the Family Life Inside Out podcast. I'm Martha Manikas Foster, and my guest today is author Julie Gillis. Her newest book is the devotional book, Prayers to Calm Your Anxious Heart. Welcome, Julie, to Inside Out.
Thank you, Martha. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, Julie, I am looking forward to what you have to share with us. So, Julie, a lot of us know that Jesus promises peace. So why do you think many of us Christians feel so anxious?
You know, that's a great question, and there's a lot of people that are wrestling with anxiety now. I think anxiety levels in our nation have skyrocketed. Mm-hmm. And we're accustomed, as Americans, I think, we're accustomed to and expect certain levels of peace and comfort and security. That's just the way it has always been. There have been some blips, but most of us living here right now in this time mm-hmm. are unaccustomed to seeing the upheavals and the unrest, and the very legitimate concerning events, and the coronavirus, the riots, just everything.
Right.
You know, we're not robots, so we don't like it, and we're surprised by it. But what I take comfort in is that Jesus says very clearly in John 16:33, in this world you will have trouble. So He's reminding us, hi, yes, I'm with you. But life on this earth isn't perfect. You're not in eternity yet. You're not in heaven with me yet.
Uh-huh.
So life here will be full of trouble. But then He says the rest of the verse, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
He says, but be of good cheer. And in the Amplified Classic Version, it goes on to say, take courage, be confident, certain, and undaunted, for I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm and have conquered it for you. So that's so reassuring.
Mm-hmm. I think I can certainly see that we work really hard for like this perfect life that we want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we try to manage things. We use a lot of energy for that. And we kind of don't rest until we've got this, what we think the peaceful life is, the life that almost like we deserve, right? As Americans, we oftentimes come close to achieving it. You know, a lot of people are going to say, I pray to God, I'm giving it to Him, but bad things still keep happening. Am I doing something wrong? Is there something wrong?
Yeah. It's disheartening, and it's distressing when we pray, especially for a long period of time, and we don't see the results that our hearts long to see and that we know full well God is capable of.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's tempting. It's tempting to believe that God doesn't hear or care, but the truth is God does hear. He hears every prayer. He cares about the anxiety in our souls. That's what the Psalms say.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why we have to ask and keep on asking. That's Matthew 7:7. I think God sometimes is more interested in developing godly character in us, in developing perseverance and tenacity in our hearts, than in quickly answering our prayers. And again, as Americans accustomed to a certain lifestyle and comfort level, that's a little foreign to us if we're honest, right?
Uh-huh, right.
God also urges us not to grow weary in well-doing. So we know that praying for peace, praying for our families, praying for those in authority, praying for our nation, that's what God wants. And He doesn't want us to stop that. So ultimately, we have to trust that God is sovereign and that He hears our prayers and that the response is in His hands. Our job is to pray.
Mm-hmm.
His job is to orchestrate everything, and we just trust Him.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there have been many people in Scripture, and certainly also in Christian history, who must have prayed these prayers, and they still had very difficult lives. And certainly in Hebrews, when we look at that hall of faith, of fame, right?
Yes,
there are people that the world was not worthy of them. They went through terrible things, and it is not an example that, oh, and so God wasn't with them. No, God was with them, and still difficult things happened. And we think about the prophet Jeremiah with a whole book called Lamentations, right? In lament.
Yes, yes.
So we're not alone, but it's uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. It is uncomfortable. Here's the thing. God is in the fire with us. Jesus is in the fire with us. Just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the book of Daniel, they were thrown into the fire, which was heated up 7 times hotter. And I can tell you, life in 2020 has felt hotter and more uncomfortable to more Americans and more people in our world than I think it has in a very long time. And yet, our comfort and our saving grace is that we are not in it alone. God is with us. Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is with us in the fire. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Right. So how might we move from hearing you and I talk, right, and reading our Bibles and praying and saying, God, I know that you offer peace, but I'm living an anxious life. How do we go from the knowing to the living a less anxious life, a more peaceful life?
Yeah. I think our focus determines our peace level. And so it's important to be aware because Jesus said to watch and pray. But I think it's a balance. It's this divine balance because we need to be informed so we can pray accurate prayers, so we can pray powerful and effective prayers, but we don't want to be obsessed. Mm. And so if we're focusing on the nightly news, if we're focusing on all the horrible things, our anxiety levels are just going to spike. We won't be able to sleep. We won't have rest in our souls because that's what our primary focus is. So we need to be aware. Where is our primary focus?
Mm-hmm.
So what we do is we read God's word. I would say even more than we're on social media and reading reports and watching the news, we at least equal to or more than read God's word, which is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, comforting. It's light and truth to our hearts and soul. So we pray and then we keep our hearts riveted on Jesus. And when we keep our focus where it's supposed to be, that's guarding our hearts, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord told us to guard our hearts with all diligence. We're the only ones that can guard our hearts. So
interestingly said. Yes, I haven't even thought about that.
It's our job. And then Isaiah 26:3 is something that I say over and over to myself, and I remind myself, and I give the Lord permission to interrupt my anxious heart and remind me of this scripture that says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is fixed on you.
Mm.
And isn't that what we all need? We need to shift away from all the crazy and all the chaos and all the violence, not in a head-in-the-sand sort of way, but in a God, you are supreme.
Mm-hmm.
You are greater. You are my hope. You are my defense. And you, Jesus, are my peace sort of way.
I know in the book you say what we think about steers our hearts. And so this is what you're saying is that what our focus is. And I agree. We can't live in this world with our heads in the sand and be effective salt and light or be effective prayers.
Right.
But I like that almost like how-to list. But the how-to list of, am I spending this many minutes or hours? Did I just get into a rabbit hole online? And then what was the balance of actually feeding my head and my heart what's true through the word?
Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you for that. For somebody who's anxious and listening right now, you have a lot to say, but what nugget would you want that person to walk away with today, that person who's feeling especially anxious?
I think I would just want to say that it is well with my soul. Ultimately, and I don't say that tritely, I think we have to come to the place that we know that Jesus is with us, that he is our Prince of Peace, that he's got this, and as long as we remain near him and dwell in the shadow of the Almighty, we're going to be okay. It won't always be pleasant. It won't always be perfect. But he is with us, and that changes everything.
Oh, beautifully said. Thank you. What a joy to talk with you. Thank you so much, Julie, for talking with me here today.
My pleasure. And I just want to say I'm going to be praying for all of your listeners today.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you on behalf of everyone who's listening to you speak right now. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I've been talking with author Julie Gillis, whose newest book is Prayers to Calm Your Anxious Heart. Join us at fln.org/insideout to connect with Julie and to learn about her books. I'm Martha Menikas Foster with Inside Out on Family Life.